You're listening to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. This week, Time Magazine announced its Time 100 list, the magazine's perspective on the most influential people for 2021. Appearing for the first time is Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger. Since the Capitol insurrection on January 6th, he's become one of the most outspoken, contrarian voices in the Republican Party, not just voting to impeach former President Trump, but also going on offense against conspiracy-minded factions in the GOP and those who've clung to the idea, the false idea, that Trump somehow won the election. Here's a clip of Kinzinger from a six-minute video introducing his new political action committee, Country First.
This is no time for silence. Not after the last month. Not after the past few years. Someone needs to tell the truth. Someone needs to say what history needs to hear. So here I am. The Republican Party has lost its way. If we are to lead again, we need to muster the courage to remember who we are. We need to remember what we believe and why we believe it. Looking in the mirror can be hard. But the time has come to choose what kind of party we will be and what kind of future we'll fight to bring about. The choice is ours, and I've made mine.
All right, listeners, our phone lines are open. We'll be taking your phone calls from now until the end of the show at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. We especially want to hear from constituents of Congressman Kinzinger's 16th district. Do you agree with him that Republicans have lost their way? Or maybe you're a Republican who thinks Kinzinger has lost his way. Has any of this changed whether or not you would vote for him in a future election? Give us a call, 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. You can also tweet us at 21st Show. I'm joined now by Reed Epstein, politics reporter for the New York Times, and I should mention, a native of Peoria, Illinois. His story this week, Adam Kinzinger's Lonely Mission, is about the Republicans' all-out sprint into the political wilderness. Reed, welcome back to the 21st. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, great to be here.
Your piece begins with a letter Kinzinger received from members of his family following the Capitol riot and impeachment vote. Can you tell us about that?
So 2 days after the Capitol riot, 11 of Congressman Kinzinger's relatives sent a letter to his father, a certified letter they spent $7 to mail, that began, "Oh my, what a disappointment you are to us and to God." And it went on to say that he has embarrassed the Kinzinger family name. And this was an extraordinarily personal and angry sort of letter accusing the congressman of breaking his oath to both his religious oath and his government oath by crossing President Trump, whom the family members very clearly see as an almost religious figure in his position as the president. And in my interview with Mr. Kinzinger's cousin who wrote the letter, that she said that she didn't believe that Trump had done anything wrong. She thought that the January 6th insurrection had been planned by Democrats to make Trump look bad. And she saw the congressman's actions as a betrayal of the family and the party and the president.
You know, we have to take a break in less than a minute here, but just quickly, what was the congressman's reaction to this letter?
He brushed it off. You know, he was shocked to receive it and to see it, but he didn't seem surprised by the contents of the letter, given sort of where the Republican Party has gone in the last several years and certainly since the election. He took it as sort of just another piece of sort of the conservative disinformation universe that he's now intends to fight back against.
Okay, we're going to talk more about what his moves are, what he is trying to do within the Republican Party. After a short break, we have a fixed clock on our program. We do need to take a moment for our member stations. We are going to continue our conversation with New York Times politics reporter Reed Epstein. We are talking about Congressman Adam Kinzinger. We do want to hear from you, listeners, 800-222-9455. If you're already on the line, stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with New York Times political reporter Reed Epstein, who also happens to be from Peoria, Illinois. His story this week is Adam Kinzinger's Lonely Mission. Listeners, our lines are open. 800-222-9455 is the number. All are welcome, but we are prioritizing calls from the 16th District. Again, 800-222-9455. 800-222-9455. What do you think about Congressman Kinzinger's recent political moves within and against elements of his Republican Party? Has his position in favor of impeaching former President Trump and his criticism of conspiracy thinking in his party changed whether you would vote for him in the future? 800-222-9455. I also want to mention, if you are curious about why we're having this conversation about Kinzinger with a reporter from the New York Times and not the congressman himself, I want you to know we have made several attempts to book him since the January 6th Capitol riot. He's been on the show before, but has not been responsive of late, and my guest's article suggests a reason why. You report that Kinzinger told you, quote, "Central and Northern Illinois deserve an explanation and deserve my full attention, and they'll get it. But to the extent I can, I will also focus on the national message because I can turn every heart in Central and Northern Illinois, and it wouldn't make a dent on the whole party. And that's what I think the huge battle is," end quote. And indeed, Kinzinger has been making the rounds on national TV shows that don't exactly cater to a Republican or a conservative office or audience, I should say. Here he is last week on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher.
First up, he represents Illinois' 16th Congressional District. Wow, and he's on our show. He's the founder of the Country First PAC. Please welcome Adam Kinzinger. Adam, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you for doing this show. I think we all know why you're here. You are one of 10 Republicans in the House who voted to impeach. So it's interesting the way our country works now. We're so tribal. I bet you right now have a lot of new friends and a lot of new enemies. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. And, you know, it's you're right. I think we're picking tribes. It's kind of like the inability to make independent decisions now. And so when you're one of 10 people that vote to impeach the president and you cross him, you get a lot of the base mad. But you also see a lot of people that understand, you know, we need a Republican Party that maybe isn't crazy and can actually be a productive member of a government that has basically two parties.
Okay. You know, Congressman Kinzinger has a very conservative voting record, Reed. I think a lot of people are, you even kind of hear it in Bill Maher. He's a little surprised, like, what are you doing here? What is his game? What is he doing? What is he trying to achieve by going on so many TV shows, including a lot that don't necessarily cater to the people he says he's trying to reach?
Well, he's certainly trying to raise a lot of money for his PAC. He's trying to create an audience for an alternative vision of the Republican Party. And that's in part why he's been such a fixture on cable news. He did Bill Maher. He did an hour with the Washington Post Zoom, midday Zoom meetings last week. I should say he has been effectively totally absent from television this week since our story ran, and that's in part because he this week is in Hawaii celebrating his wedding anniversary with his wife. So I don't know that I would take his rejection of your invitation this week necessarily as a slight, since he hasn't really responded to anyone since he's been there.
Fair enough.
But he is someone who has clearly become interested in doing a lot of national press in the last several weeks. And what his end game is to that, really only he knows. When I spoke with him for our story, he said he didn't go into this with any sort of plan about sort of how he wanted to end up personally. He clearly wants to rid the party of Trumpism and sort of the conspiracy theories that go along with that. But he understands that there's not much of a path for him to run for statewide office in Illinois in 2022. Whether he could win a primary for governor or Senate is in doubt at this point, but he understands it would be very difficult for him to win a general election in either of those races, even if he were to be the nominee. And so that sort of leaves him most likely to run for the House again. But he, like everyone else, has to wait several months to see what the state legislature does with the new lines. And they're waiting for the Census Bureau to deliver the data for them to draw the lines. So it's going to be a while before we have any sort of idea of what his next steps are going to be.
Yeah, and his district is quite different than when he first won it in 2010. And as you said, the legislative maps from the state legislature, that is a supermajority Democratic legislature, could draw him into an interesting fight with one of his current colleagues.
Illinois is likely to lose a seat. There's a whole mess of politics involved in that that's not really related to him.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the phones. Benita is on line one from Rockford. Benita, thanks for calling in.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you. What is your question or comment?
Well, I just have a comment. I've been following Adam Kinzinger, and you know, I think what he's doing is just, I love the conviction of his courage. And I think, you know, after the last 4 years, horrendous 4 years of Trump, you know, he what he's doing is right. And you know, his family's letter to him is, to me, is unreasonable. And, you know, he knew what he was doing. So I'm sure he figured that would happen. But I just feel like he has more common sense than most. And I'm watching him. I love what he's doing, and I'm watching him, and I wish him well. I'm on his email list.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, I mean, you can get on his email list, and you can follow him, and, you know, he'll keep you posted on what he's doing. And
okay,
I just think good for him.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Benita. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate that. Reed, former President Trump has been banned from Twitter now. We haven't heard much publicly from him reacting specifically to Congressman Kinzinger. It seems a little uncharacteristic given his past of going against his political opponents, even those within his own party who don't show allegiance to him. Do you have a sense of why that is?
Well, you know, if Trump, former President Trump, had been on Twitter the last month, I suspect he would have had something to say about Congressman Kinzinger. The barrier for him is a little bit higher now, since he is, until yesterday, he wasn't doing any interviews at all. He did some conservative media yesterday to talk about the death of Rush Limbaugh. But I think that we're going to see, as the 2022 cycle proceeds, former President Trump and his allies seek their pound of flesh against Republicans like Adam Kinzinger. And that, whether that means helping their primary opponents with fundraising appeals or campaign stops or what have you, I think the congressman, as well as his colleagues, House Republican colleagues who voted for impeachment, all know what's coming. They all understand that if they stand for re-election, that the president's political artillery will come after them, whether that's in the form of Trump himself or his allies. None of them, and Kinzinger included, are going into this with a blind eye about what's ahead of them.
Yeah, no, and one of your colleagues had an interesting story about a similar fight brewing in Michigan. Two of the Republicans there who voted for impeachment are also getting a lot of heat from factions within that state's Republican Party. I want to go back to the phones now. Corey is on line two from Rockford. Corey, thanks for calling in.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I just had a comment. I hadn't really agreed with most of Representative Kinzinger's policies in the past. I live in Rockford, have my whole life, but I do really, I think what he's done standing up to Trump and these conspiracy theorists, I think it's great. I wish there was more of his kind of attitude on the side of the GOP, but it just seems to be kind of a pretty small minority going on there. So I just, I like what he's doing.
Can I ask you, if you don't mind saying, have you voted for him in the past, or, and would this change and make you, you know, likely to vote for him, or it says you don't, you said you didn't agree with his policies. Are you more likely to vote for a Democrat or someone else, regardless?
I am more likely to vote for a Democrat, but that's not saying that I wouldn't when the time came. I would like to weigh my candidates before just picking a party.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Corey. We appreciate it. Do call in again. Reed, I wonder if you can talk a little bit more about, we heard in the clip earlier from Bill Maher, Kinzinger talk about tribalism. And I mean, that's what I was trying to get at there. Even you hear a lot of people, Democrats now, praising Kinzinger for his courage in standing up to Trump. But probably when the rubber meets the road, polarization being what it is, they're still going to vote for a Democrat if they have that choice. I wonder what you think this episode with the congressman you're reporting on this says about, you know, what the reaction from his own party and his family says about the state of politics and tribalism in America, but especially in the Republican Party right now.
Right. Well, I mean, that is one of the things about Adam Kinzinger is he is nobody's progressive. He voted with President Trump 90% of the time in the House. He's against abortion rights. He's against immigration reform. He had, until last year, had been against gun control policies. He voted for the tax bill. There's essentially nothing in the sort of standard Democratic platform that Adam Kinzinger is for. And so by defying President Trump, he has sort of looks better in the eyes of some Democrats, but he's not for any of the things that they're for. And he's also alienated a good segment of the Republican base, leaving him without much in the way of loyalty from any segment of the voters. And that is a position that makes it very difficult to get elected in a 50% universe, just because it's hard to win elections when you don't have a political base on either side. We hear from voters in interviews every election cycle that people want candidates who are willing to be in the middle and work across the aisle. But when the rubber meets the road, those types of candidates don't tend to win elections. And it's one of the real conundrums of American politics that we hear voters say that they want candidates to work together. But when that type of candidate is on the ballot, they tend to not do very well.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see if I can get one more call in. We're almost out of time this hour, but Lisa is on line one from Rochelle. Lisa, thanks for calling in.
Hi. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you? I understand you are a constituent of Congressman Kinzinger and a Republican voter.
Yeah, I am. I'm not a Republican voter.
Oh, you're not? Oh.
I'm an independent voter.
Tend
to lean very Democratic.
Okay.
I have supported Mr. Kinzinger in the past because he does have a bit of a spine and he thinks of, on his own. I got to admit, I didn't vote for him this last election cycle because of some local nonsense with distilleries and stuff. I did call him the day after the unfortunate insurrection and left him a message of support because I know that he's got to be getting a lot of hate mail.
And do you think would his stance lately make you more likely to support him in the future?
I will definitely, mostly because he's got the wherewithal, and I'm just going to say it, the balls to stand up.
Oh my.
And
okay.
Speak his mind and speak truth.
All right. Hope the FCC is not listening.
Sorry.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Reed, just about 30 seconds left. Closing thoughts. What is next for Kinzinger? More fundraising after his vacation in Hawaii?
Yeah, well, he's certainly going to raise as much money as he can out of this. You know, we'll see. It remains to be seen kind of what his political future is. When I talked to him, he said he would know by late summer whether he can remain in the Republican Party or not. And so I think that's the next decision point for him is whether he comes to the conclusion that the GOP is for him or whether he needs to stake off as an independent by himself.
Reed Epstein covers politics for the New York Times. Reed, thanks so much for coming back on your home state show today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Stay warm.
Yeah, thank you. We need it. That is all the time we have for today and this week. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Chantal Vaca is our engagement producer. Our interns are Zainab Qureshi and Brielle Skullark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick's our news director. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. As we just heard, stay warm out there. Thanks for listening.